Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
How low can they go?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. If you are a bargain shopper, today is your day, especially this year. The retail industry is slashing prices in post-Christmas sales, hoping to add a little more tinsel to a pretty gloomy holiday shopping season. Deep discounts just before Christmas helped push retail sales up 3.6% over last year. But takeout money spent on soaring gasoline prices, and retail sales weren't even up 2.5%. The weak economy is also doing a number on what's taking off in the airline industry. The collapse of the new company MaxJet is raising doubts about plans for other business class carriers. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
MaxJet filed for bankruptcy on Christmas Eve. The carrier said it couldn't cope with the rising cost of fuel and the intense competition. Now it's emerged that other proposed business class-only operations are in trouble. Virgin has dropped its plans for a transatlantic service for business people. And a similar project by British Airways is also in doubt. Project Lauren, as it's called, is scheduled to take off next summer. But some analysts suggest that Lauren may be blown off course. The darkening economic climate won't help. Meanwhile, Silverjet, another British business-only carrier, insists that its prospects are improving. The company was losing $2 million a month, but reckons it'll move into profit early next year. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
After taking a break for Christmas, Wall Street is back in business today. The Dow begins from 13,549 after picking up more than 98 points Monday. The S&P 500 stands at 1496 after adding 12 points. The Nasdaq is at 2713 after a 21.5-point rise. The Nikkei was up more than 0.5% today. And gains across Europe so far this morning. Warren Buffett picked up a little something over the holidays. His company, Berkshire Hathaway, is spending $4.5 billion for the majority of industrial conglomerate Marmon Holdings. The plan is to purchase the rest of the company in stages by 2014. Marmon is owned by trusts for the benefits of the Pritzker family of Chicago, the family that developed the Hyatt hotel chain. 2007 may have been the year of toxic toys. If you've got questions...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.